Hi, Mom, go ahead.
Now, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Lisa, and I'm your guide for the next 45 minutes. If you have any questions, please ask as we go along. Now, you're very welcome here today. To the left-hand side here, this is our workshop area.
I'm on the Clonmacnoise and West Offaly Railway bog tour. Together with a group of tourists, we travel along 9 kilometres of the working area of Bordnamona's cutaway peatland in Shannon Bridge, County Offaly, Ireland. Bordnamona is a semi-state Irish company that was set up in 1946. It developed Ireland's peat resources through mechanical harvesting to provide fuel to power stations, heating and horticultural products like garden peat. The enormous peatland here supplies the West Offaly Power Station with 1 million tonnes of peat a year and generates 150 megawatts of power, which is around 4% of Ireland's electricity. Since the early Christian era, Ireland's raised bogs like this one have been an important resource for the people in this country that has little coal or natural gas and no oil. But peat harvesting, together with drainage and commercial developments, has left its mark on the boglands.
So nearly every single bog has been nibbled at or drained in some way. So although it sounds impressive that we still have 250,000 hectares of land, every single site would either need to be restored or managed, or work needs to be done on it.
Dr. Catherine O'Connell is the chief executive of the Irish Peatland Conservation Council, or the IPCC, which was established 25 years ago. The IPCC aims to conserve a representative sample of the dwindling intact or virgin bogs in Ireland. Today, she says, only 19% of the original boglands remain intact. The IPCC says bogs need to be conserved, not least because of their unique ecological interest. Carnivorous plants such as sundews and butterworts, for example, live in bogs and supplement their nutrient-poor diet by eating insects. Bogs also have a great diversity of moths and butterflies, like the marsh fritillary. The Irish bogs have survived industrial exploitation longer than most great peatlands of Northern Europe. But experts are convinced many Irish peat reserves will be depleted by the end of the century. Dr. John Feehan is a lecturer in the Department of Environmental Resource Management at the University College Dublin.
And that's the big question, because what we're asking is what do we want these places to look like? Not in 10 years, but in 50 years' time or 100 years' time. And things are happening to kind of move in that direction. We have a good understanding now of the kinds of natural systems that you could put in place on different situations in the cutaway.
With peat reserves gone, Ireland will have to solve its energy question by pursuing other economically viable fuel resources. The Irish government has looked into peatland forestry as a potential use for the exhausted peatlands, but the results have not been promising. It's also explored planting crops which could thrive in the acidic soil of a cutaway bog, such as blueberries. Some suggest wildlife corridors could be established in the cutaway areas, and most would agree the areas bear a great potential for tourism. One place that is already exploring tourism and education in the Irish boglands is Lullymore Heritage Park. Here, schoolchildren experience the bog as part of primary science education. Kevin McCormick worked for the peat harvesting company Bordnamona for over 30 years. Now retired, he imparts his knowledge to curious visitors at the park.
We've come from Lullymore, and the green field behind us is Lullybeg. And anyone that knows the Irish moor or gbeog is big and small. And lully or lulluk just means good pasture land. So, and they are the tops of hills. We call them islands, but they are the tops of hills, which started around 7,000 years ago.
There are still many bogs outside Bordnamona's control in the Irish Midlands that are relatively intact, which could serve as sources of plant and animal colonists for the new wetlands, says Dr. John Feehan.
We have come to set a new, very high value on the biodiversity of places like this. And another thing we've learned in the last number of decades is that the cutover bog from which the peat has been extracted has a tremendous ecological vitality. In other words, leave it to itself or help it slightly, and it regains a tremendous ecological interest.
While a modest amount of intervention is needed to facilitate the development of new lakes and wetlands on the cutaway bogs, or to establish pathways and other facilities for access and recreation, perhaps the future of the Irish peatlands should be left to poets like Gerard Manley Hopkins to decide, who wrote,
"Where would the world be once bereft of wet and of wildness? Let them be left, oh, let them be left, wildness and wet. Long live the weeds and the wilderness yet."
Cheryl Northey, Deutsche Welle Radio, Ireland.